What a great loss, what a great writer, what a great actor, what a great friend. The words of Dolly Parton paying tribute to singer, songwriter and actor Kris Kristofferson, who has died at the age of 88. Now, among those who sang with him over the years was Sandy Kelly, and here she is singing with Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash and June Carter in 1993. And I'm pleased to say that Sandy Kelly joins us on the line. Thanks so much for talking to us this lunchtime.
Oh, you're so welcome, Rachel. You're welcome. Now, I haven't heard that in a long, long time.
Yeah, it must bring back some memories, does it?
It really does. And, you know, it reminds me of just how blessed I've been to have worked with people like Kris Kristofferson and Johnny Cash. And as you know, Kris Kristofferson was part of the super group as well, the Highwaymen. And when I heard the news last night, I was reminded that I had the great honour of working with Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson. And sadly, the only one left is Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I think Willie's just going to last forever, isn't he?
I think he's going to last forever. And he's so, when I had a chance to work with Willie and I travelled with him a little bit on his tour bus, he's just so laid back. He would trip over himself. And I think the laid back thing is something we should all take on.
Tell us then about Kris Kristofferson. Why is he so important?
I think, you know, he was very, I wasn't as close to him as I would have been to Johnny Cash. But what I did see of him when we were on the road and when I was working with Johnny, and that last time that I did sing with him, you just played there in 93 in the Olympia in Dublin. He was very serious about his music and very serious about life, I think. You know, say if I were to compare him to Johnny Cash, who was always laughing and joking and, you know, playing tricks on people, Kris seemed to me to be a little bit more serious about everything. That's not to say that he didn't have fun and wasn't nice, but just a very, very into his songwriting and what was going on in the world and, you know, all of that sort of thing. And he was very humble. I thought he was a very humble person. And when he went on the stage, just like Johnny Cash, he had that charisma. Mm, he didn't have to move. He drew people to him, you know.
Yeah. Also, as a songwriter, he leaves behind an amazing legacy, doesn't he?
Oh, unbelievable. The songs, when you think Janis Joplin, you know, recorded Me and Bobby McGee, and how many other people went on afterwards. Let Me Make It Through the Night. Sunday Morning. Excuse me, Sunday Morning Coming Down, you know, the story that goes with the helicopter. Did you hear that?
No, go on.
Yeah, he was working as a janitor in the recording studio and Johnny Cash would be in there recording. And he was trying to get this tape to Johnny Cash of Sunday Morning Coming Down, and he could never get the opportunity to get it to him. So he saved up enough money to hire a helicopter and he landed the helicopter in Johnny Cash's front garden in Hendersonville in Nashville and got out of the helicopter and knocked on the door. If you did that now, you wouldn't get very far, would
no,
you?
No, my gosh, but that would certainly get his attention, all right. I mean, it's just as you mentioned that song, you start to think of the lyrics of it. You know, the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. I mean, he was some lyricist, wasn't he?
He was. And, you know, that's the way that was. They didn't have to make that stuff up. That's the way they lived. You know, they lived a hard life and they enjoyed everything. And, you know, I was just thinking, when you think of Waylon Jennings, he was phenomenal and he was one of the rebels, you know. The Highwaymen were all rebels. And he died at age 64. And when you see photographs of Johnny Cash before he passed away, he looked, you know, very elderly, but he was 71.
Yeah.
So Kris really did, you know, at 88, he did, you know, live a good long life.
He did.
And as you said, has left behind a wonderful legacy. That night in the Olympia, the piece you just played, I was standing inside the stage waiting to go on. I was watching Johnny and Chris Christopherson singing Sunday Morning Coming Down, and the side door opened behind the stage, and in walks Bono and the whole band of U2 behind him, and The Edge, them all there, all standing in awe watching Johnny Cash and Chris Christopherson. And then of course they all walked out on stage and they had a little bit of banter. And I mean, these people are legendary, you know, you can't replace them.
You can't. Well, listen, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon, Sandy.
Rachel, thank you for giving me a chance to talk about Chris. I was blessed to have known him, and so I'm sending condolences to his family at this time.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed. Singer Sandy Kelly there.